Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Well, I won't back down. No,
I won't back down. You can stand. It's Tom Payton and the Heartbreakers bringing this back. 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry's our guest. KP's here. She's kathyperry.com. Check out the website. You'll find all the things she does as one of the leading SEO, social media strategy, web marketing experts on the planet, and including mine. She works with me, helps us a lot. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Kathy,
thanks,
with a
Jim.
K, Perry with a P. KathyPerry.com. All right, Kathy, let's talk about some new rules that are coming out next year.
Well, everyone knows that Google is making some changes about mobile websites.
Not everyone knows this.
Not everybody knows this, but in 2018, they will have a mobile-first index.
Wow.
So for those websites that are mobile-ready, meaning that, you know, if you can easily look at them on a mobile device there or any device, then they will be served up first and in the search index.
Yeah.
So they're moving things towards that. They don't have a launch date exactly. So Google says it won't be one specific day. It will be rolled in to the normal search. So it is something that a lot of people are not prepared for.
Millions and millions.
Yes,
tens of millions.
With a mobile
tens
ready
of
website.
Millions of websites won't be ready for this. All right, so Kathy, let me ask you a question. There are two kinds of people who are ready for mobile. One is the kind like me, which is where we have a mobile site. And so if you request a page on your phone, my website gives you a mobile rendering of that, a mobile
right.
ready rendering of that. So we're mobile ready.
Yeah.
But there are other people who that what do they call it? Mobile forward. What's the design that where they only have one website, and it serves up fine on a screen, on a big screen. It looks a little bit strange, but it's actually designed for mobile. It's instead of an old website that has to get crunched into a little screen like the old
yes.
days, it's a big website that or a small
that,
website
that
I should
is
say
designed for mobile.
Yeah, it,
it
looks
is a
it doesn't look
site.
Weird. It looks weird on the big screen, not weird on the small screen. So my question
right.
is, will both of those scenarios be acceptable to Google?
Yes, to my knowledge, they will be. It's that it's responsive,
right.
On the traditional way,
right.
So that it will change from looking a certain way on a flat desktop, big screen, and then it'll look a different way
right.
on a mobile device. That's
yeah.
responsive.
It's got an M. It'll have an M dot in front of it, the URL.
Well, and you know, I don't. Not necessarily that it will even deliver it that way where you'll see it, but it's the way the site is built will be responsive.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the ones that are truly mobile, they're already mobile designed for
right.
that platform.
No, no, the ones that are already mobile, what do they call it, mobile forward or what's the term that
you
they
know,
use for that?
You know, I'm not hearing a whole lot of talk about it, so I haven't paid a whole lot of attention
right.
to it. I'm really, you know, just trying to get clients into
folks.
Responsive.
You got to do this. And how many times? How many years, Kathy, have we been talking to people about getting mobile ready?
Well, it's been a while, and
mobile
I couldn't even believe
folks,
how many
mobile
years.
Mobile wasn't any part of your past. It will dominate
yes.
your future.
That's true. Well, and the other big change coming in 2018 is ADA compliance for websites. And this
Ooh.
Is going to really
Ooh.
Be hard for a
that
small business.
That sounds expensive.
Well, it's meaning that everything on your site has to be able to be compliant with the American Disability
mm-hmm.
Act, and being
people who are impaired,
captioning, buttons, things like that. Now, many of the website platforms automatically take care of a lot of the compliance.
Well, if you're disabled in some way, you have some kind of an application on your devices to help you with that.
Absolutely, and those applications need to be able to read websites.
Why isn't that the appropriate response instead of making a billion websites conform?
Well, it's just one of the new laws, and actually, this law went into effect in 2010.
What law? What law? A federal government?
The ADA. The American.
The ADA had got. I know the ADA has been around for 35 years, but 25 at least. But right. but I'm talking about how did it get applied to the internet?
Well, because of some rulings by the court system. Mm-hmm. And so there actually have already been lawsuits against major brands that are not compliant.
Wow.
The ones that are really going to have a problem are the ones who have the stores online.
Right. Well, so yeah, they've got deep pockets, and the lawyers can conform.
And the lawyers, this is one of the great new areas that lawyers will be.
It's called the attorney retirement program, is what these are
called.
Absolutely. I'm not being mean, folks. I want folks to be served. It's just that I'm not sure that this is the right way.
This is a low-hanging fruit for lawyers.
KathyPerry.com, folks. Kathy with a K. Perry.com is her website. She's going to stay with me one more segment. We got another thing to talk about. We're going to talk about Facebook.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.